take two of this. Welcome to Beware of Spoilers. I am Adam. So, funny story. I actually recorded this the other day when I was, or as some call it, yesterday. I recorded it. It was great. I did a great job with it. Probably one of my strongest episodes for an off-the-cuff podcast episode, you know, ever. So, I recorded it, and I was all set, and then I, like a jackass, decided not to immediately post it. I was like, let me, you know, watch some TV and then post it, and then I forgot. So then this morning, I'm like, all right, I gotta record Monday's episode, and I was like, all right, fine, we'll record Monday's episode. This guy does not know how to drive. Holy fuck. So I'm like, all right, so we'll record Monday's episode, we'll put them all up at the same time, you know, and we'll do that. So usually you might get a little reverb when you listen to the intro of, be it 30-minute reviews or Beware of Spoilers, because I keep the audio on in my car speakers while I'm recording, purely so that way I can hear when the thing ends. And here, and, you know, that's, you know, for my benefit, I'm coming at the right time. Now, it didn't play over the speakers, and because of that, I thought something was wrong. So I, you know, stopped it, redid it, deleted what I thought was the, you know, correct episode. It was the episode about this movie, and here we are trying again. So, for those of you listening, hello, good morning, or good afternoon, good evening, how are you? We're talking about Gunpowder Milkshake, the new Netflix original action movie that was, I have mixed feelings about. But before we get into that, I have one little tiny announcement. We do have sponsors of the show, and rather than doing what other shows do, which is, you know, other podcasts, when you listen to them, they'll have, like, these big, verbose, you know, 30-second ad spots that podcasters pay to have on. This show doesn't do that, neither does 30-minute reviews. What we do is, we have sponsors who pay us a commission based on how many people click on, how many people go to the site and buy stuff from them. So, if you, you know, if you listen, if you use pool supplies, we have Leslie's Pool Supplies partnered with us. We get a commission on if you buy your pool supplies through them online. If you, buy, you know, Geek Products from Entertainment Earth, we get a commission from that. If you buy, what else, if you get Shudder, the horror streaming service from AMC, you can get all the Halloween movies. They're all available to stream through Shudder. That's the only place you can stream them. You can, you know, get that through us too, with a 7-day free trial. Gamefly, 30-day trial, all these kind of cool things. And rather than sitting here and saying, you know, here are our sponsors, we have a one-page catalog that you can go to and you can use that. If you need computer equipment, we have Dell partners with us. Dell, which is what we use to, you know, record the podcast. Sonos, if you need sound equipment for your house. Magic, if you're into video editing and sound editing. We have a large amount of sponsors that have partnered with us. And, you know, basically what happens is if you go to our website, you can check it out. And we made a quick link to make it easier for everyone. If you go to bit.ly/TMR sponsors, you can get a quick access link to all of our sponsors. You know, if you go to bit.ly/TMR sponsors, you will get quick access to all of our sponsors. And it's all shit you use and not like, you know, not like Blue Chew or like, you know, any number of other sponsors that, you know, you don't, like, you may not use, and it's like there's a specialized need for them. It's all shit that people already use. So, because when you do your shopping, if you shop through us, we get a, you know, commission on that. We're adding two more later today, Omron and Leslie's Pool Supply. So, if you need personal fitness equipment, like heart rate monitors or, you know, things like that, Omron sells all that stuff. If you need if you need pool supplies, Leslie Pool Supplies has all of that. So that's all the cool stuff we're going to have on, you know, on the website. Again, bit.ly/TMR sponsors. And you can get everything quick, easy, and in one spot, you know. So, Gunpowder Milkshake is an action movie. And it's a movie that is very easy to tell that it's inspired by, you know, movies like John Wick and things like that. Like, John Wick is the one that when I look at this movie, you can tell that that is the inspiration behind it. It came from someone who watched John Wick and was like, we can do this, let's do this ourselves, you know, and see how it goes. Because it's got that very heavily stylized look. It's a world where, you know, everyone's, you know, an assassin, or everyone's out to kill someone, or, you know, however you want to phrase what that is, because, like, that's what, you know, John Wick is. John Wick is a, you know, it's kind of a bizarre world, if you think about it, where it's, like, everyone in the world of John Wick is an assassin, and everyone, you know, can, on a moment's notice, kill you, no matter who it is. It's, like, you know, it's kind of, like, you know, if you strip away how good the action and all of that is around it, it's kind of a bizarre concept, but, you know, we still love it anyway. Gunpowder Milkshake, similar, but it doesn't have the action or the story or the depth of the world that makes us, you know, really feel invested in it. It's a fine popcorn movie where it's like, if you're looking for something to watch, it's like, you know, the kind of thing I hate saying is like the movie that you're gonna like turn your brain off for a little bit and just, you know, enjoy a movie. But that's really what this is. It's, you know, turn your brain off and enjoy the movie. Like, that is, like, you know, just don't think too hard about it. Like, it's, you know, it's a very basic lone wolf and cub riff where, you know, she accidentally kills the guy's dad and the girl's dad and then takes her on under her wing. She herself had a, you know, had to grow up kind of on the streets after her mom went on the run, and she was taken under the wing, and it's, you know, it's that kind of story. But this is the kind of thing where it's like, you know, you can, style over substance is a term that, like, I don't like using because it feels diminutive. Like, if I'm watching this movie, it's, you can heavily stylize it, and you can create this aesthetic to it where it's like, you know, the bowling alley, the abandoned mall, the diner, the library, all these set pieces have great design, and, you know, the production value to it is tremendous, and it's, like, even things like, you know, the fact that all of the bad guys who kid, like, there's a weird disconnect between the abduction plotline of the abduction of the girl that kind of sets the whole thing in motion, and then what the, you know, what the overall plot of the movie is, which is the, you know, the organization that Paul Giamatti works for trying to kill Karen Gillan's character. It's a strange disconnect. Oh, that was close. So it doesn't function properly is what I'm trying to say. So, as long as you don't, like, this is a movie, like, don't think about it. Just don't think too hard about it. Like, as long as you don't think too hard about it, you will enjoy this movie. But the minute you try and, like, peel back the surface, which is something that, like, John Wick kind of succeeded at, where it's, like, you know, like, you peel back the surface, there's depth to it. There's, you know, characters who are in debt to each other. There's, you know, there are rules to the universe. There are things that make sense. You know, roles are clearly defined. Like, the role of the Continental, the role of Bowery, the role of, you know, John Wick's role in the whole thing. Like, the entire, like, you know, I think it's called the High Council. The, you know, everything in it is clearly defined, and it makes sense. In terms of where it is in the story, this movie doesn't bother to define any of that, and it just kind of leaves you asking, well, why is this happening? What's going on? And it's like, you know, and the thing is too, it's like, it's not like the action is, you know, particularly great or shot well or, you know, fun to watch, or at least, like, they don't do like Baby Driver, where at least they take the action and put it to fun music, where there's a shootout to Tequila, which is, you know, a really cool sequence in that movie. They don't try to do anything like that. And again, like, there is some inventive fighting, like the when her arms are disabled and she's got, you know, she's got the knife strapped to one arm and the gun strapped to the other. That's kind of cool. That whole fight in the hospital. The fight in, like, the car chase that happens after, where she's operating the pedals and the little girl's operating the steering wheel, that's pretty cool too. But, like, no other part of the entire third act gunfight in the library, where it's her and her mom and Carl Gugino and Angela Bassett and Michelle Yeoh, it's like, you know, you don't really have a reason to necessarily care about any of it, because you haven't given me a reason besides the basic humanity of the character. Like, oh, well, I don't want to see this 8-year-old girl get shot. And it's like, well, you know, I don't really, like, I guess Karen Gillan's trying to keep her from getting shot, so I guess she doesn't really want to see her get shot either. And it's like, that's kind of the problem with this movie, is that you don't have... They don't give you a reason to care about any of the characters, and until if a movie doesn't do that, then why am I here? Why am I sitting through it? But again, it's, you know, not everything is, you know, there's no duality in quality. There is no perfect, you know, perfectly good, perfectly bad, and I think to an extent Rotten Tomatoes has kind of, you know, created that, you know, for us the viewer, where it's like, you know, if the movie's not great, then it's the worst thing ever. It's a binary. It's a one or a zero, and that's, you know, kind of what the issue is, that something like that is created, where, you know, this is a passable movie. It's the kind of movie that, like, 20 years ago would have come out in theaters, and it would have been, you know, probably not well received, but people would have gone to see it, and it's not, you know, terrible. So we'll wrap up there for today. I mean, if you haven't seen Gunpowder Milkshake yet, you can watch it on Netflix. It's included with your subscription at no additional cost. So really, if it's something you're interested in, there's no reason not to check it out. And it's the kind of thing where it's like, it wouldn't have even been on my radar had it not been for the fact that I read, you know, entertainment news sites, and, you know, people were freaking out asking dumbass questions of Karen Gillan, like, oh, what's Nebula gonna do in Guardians of the Galaxy 3? It's like, well, she's on the press tour for this movie now. Can we, like, you know, let this run its course and then ask questions about that? That's why I can't stand, like, you know, reading these press tour things. Because it's always like, she gets asked about that. Like, stop. Like, do you not know how to, like, you know, do an interview? Like, that's the question I have. It's like, you're interviewing someone based on the movie they're currently in, not the movie that they're going to be making, like, in 6 months. Like, just, you know, take this for what it is. You've seen the movie early. You know enough about it that you're interviewing the lead in the movie. Like, just, you know, do do your job. And like, yeah, I get that, you know, if you ask about Guardians of the Galaxy and she accidentally slips up, which at this point she's been in, what, 5 movies? She's not going to slip up and give up a major spoiler about Guardians of the Galaxy or the holiday special. Like, I understand that, like, you know, you have a job to do, but at the same time, like, just ask her questions. I would be more interested to read an interview about, you know, how she got into character for this, or, like, what she, you know, what inspired her as an actress, or anything like that, like, than, like, well, what do you think is going to happen in Guardians 3, which the answer is going to be, I've barely seen a script, or I haven't seen a script yet, and it's like, you know, and then that gets run with for, like, a news cycle and a half, and it's like, just stop. It's like, just, like, it's cool. Like, I'm excited for Guardians of the Galaxy 3, don't get me wrong, but, like, at the same time, it's like, I'm not gonna sit here, and if I have an actress in front of me, and, you know, she's got a new movie coming out, I'm not gonna, like, make that the focal point of my fucking interview with her. Like, Jesus Christ. So we'll wrap up there for today, which I've said already once. If you enjoy action movies, you'll probably get, you know, you'll probably find something in here that you enjoy. It's not a terrible movie. It's just not, you know, fantastic. It's a nice little mid-ground. It's a good, you know, I'm going to sit home, I'm going to watch something, and who knows, it may be better than Snake Eyes when that comes out next week. So, we'll see how that plays. And until then, have a great rest of your week. Oh, and one other thing, remember, bit.ly/TMR sponsors. So, until then, have a great rest of your week.